Yes, you can do that with a Kia Stinger. It's magnificent, very sexy vehicle going gangbusters on the markets at the moment, but try one. Take one for a drive today. Dean Lester is the world's greatest form analyst, and he joins us on a Friday morning on The Breakfast Club for the Friday Form. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, Daniel.
You had a nice week?
I've had a nice week, yes.
Do you have a short week? Everyone else had a short week. Do you get a short week, or are you too busy finding winners all over the country every day?
No, I've done form every day this week, so it's been a long, long week. After Good Friday, it's been full on.
Dino's had a long year. I don't think Dino's had a holiday in about 18 months. It's been a long preparation.
Well, he's
just one of those Ma used to style sort of preparations. Right. I'm just keep going, per sand style.
He keeps licking the bin dry, though. Like
keep butter up. Give me more, boss.
Every oat's gone in the bin. Like just every time we go back there looking for something, some sign that he's off his tucker. There's no sign. The great man. He just keeps finding winners. And I'll wait for that story. I'll get to that shortly. But Nick Quinn joins us as well from the tab because he needs to be part of this story. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, all.
Do you get a short week at the tab, or are you frenetic as well?
Well, I was lucky enough to work on RSN on Monday, and then we decided to do something low-key and go for a drive around Victoria and New South Wales throughout the course of the week, and I'm on my way back as we speak.
Where are you?
Near Gundagai.
Right.
Wow.
Wasn't expecting that.
Nor was I. Where are we?
I thought he was going to say Mentone.
That is...
The kids are very excited to see a dog on the tucker box, so we're keeping our eye out for that.
Well, yeah, okay, righto. So you're going to stop and make an effort to have the photo, the obligatory?
Absolutely, righto. Absolutely. RSN might have to post the photo later.
We'll do that. We'll certainly do that. Hey, I need you to be on the line for this story because a mate of mine Facebook messaged me the other day. Must have been Wednesday. Where were we racing at Bendig on Wednesday, Dino? Was it Sale?
It was Sale, Daniel, yes.
Yes. Well, let's just call him Adam. It's not one of these two, just by the way. It's another Adam that I know, who sent me a screenshot, Quinny, of a horse that he backed, Miletus, at Sale on the weekend. He heard Dino talking about it. He says, forward this to old mate Dino, he says. Very disrespectful, I reckon. Tell him I owe him a few beers. Never would have backed it, but he was keen on it. So he backed it. So he's backed this thing, Miletus, which wins. He got the odds of $4.80. I don't know what it ended up paying. But he got the 5x multiplier, Quinny. It exists.
Unbelievable.
And he's turned...
Unbelievable. 12... And he's obviously sent it to a lot of people.
He's turned 1200 into $6,000, if you don't mind, because of the 5x multiplier.
So this is where beers is not enough. How about cash and I'll choose my own beers?
I think that's fair, Dino. If he's turning 12 into 6 on the back of your recommendations and the multiplier, then I think there's more than just a beer or a couple of beers. Yet we need some sort of transaction, a wire transfer sort of situation.
That's right, a wire transfer.
A visit from Armagad.
Well done to Adam and well done to Dino, who tipped a lot of winners the other day as well. All right, let's see if we can back it up tomorrow at Caulfield, Dino. We've got a great day of racing again, and we'll have a look at the quaddie legs because that's what we do, Rama. Here on the Friday form, we'll get you the Rama Ruffy as well, bit of value out there, and the Formula Bet, the world-famous Formula Bet that Dino takes on behalf of one of our listeners every week. Register at the website rsn.net.au to be a part of it. Let's start with race number 6, the first leg of the quaddie, and there are 11 going around, and at the top of the market, Dino, and the top of the order is Liquero for the Audisons, John McNeil in the saddle, your mate, who's $1.90 in the early markets at tab.com.au for Cindy.
He is, and he's a promising horse, obviously. He's won 3 out of 4, so he's going great guns. But I really like a horse called Through Irish Eyes here, number 6. His first 3 runs, he showed talent every time, but he needed blinkers and a big track, and he got that combination at Sale and really showed his staying prowess there. And I think he's a very smart stayer in the making. I think these two will probably fight out this race tomorrow and maybe the St. Ledger on Anzac Day. I think Liquero's the danger. He does go up 4 kilos for that win last start, but he's a very promising stayer and really put that race away well. Furioso's coming in on a light preparation, but we've seen this with Matt Kumani horses before. Thought he ran okay first up. And another one through a totally different preparation is 7 Silicon Valley, coming actually off a high weight win last start, but he looks as though he can really stay as well for the Ma Eustace stable. So I think that through Irish Eyes and Lakiro are the better chances, but I have all four running in the quaddy.
All right, so we've got four in the quaddy. $1.90 favourite, is it firming or easing, Quinny?
Firming, $2 into $1.90, heads the market at that quote. I dare say the best backed runner in the next 5 minutes will be the second elect, number six, through Irish Eyes. We've got Rumour, a $6.50 chance, and number eight, Olivia's Game, currently at $9.50. Dino, just taking a look at your early quaddy selections, you haven't got the second and third elects, Rhubarb and Olivia's Game, in the quaddy. Both of them come through that St. Ledger trial, with Olivia's Game seeming to improve every time she steps up in trip.
Yeah, it's probably it's the one I'm a little bit wary of, to be honest. I thought her run was at Bendigo was quite good. Rhubarb was unlucky at Bendigo, got held up, and I don't know if that flattered the horse that really hit the line late, yeah, Olivia's Game's the one probably I'm a little bit nervous of.
All right, bit of a summary there for the first look at the quaddy race number six. Rami, you got one job. Stop looking at other stuff on your phone and give me the numbers, please, or give our listeners the numbers, please.
I'm ready.
If you can,
I'm
for the
always
first
ready.
Look at the quaddy
always
tomorrow.
Listening.
I don't know. You looked off.
Looking at odds, looking at what my little bets may be.
Look, focused elsewhere, which I was concerned about.
No, never.
If you get these wrong, I will come for you hard, mate.
6-1-5-7.
6-1-5-7 are the numbers for the first leg of the quaddy, the Galilee Series final over the 2,400 metres. The race number 7 is the second leg. It is the MRC Chairman's Club Handicap. $135,000 up for grabs. 2,400 again, so staying field, which means we know a few of these horses because they just keep running, as Dino was talking about before. And Lord Belvedere is one of those Mare Eustace horses that, well, it doesn't just keep running. It's second running from a spell, Dino, but his favourite in a very open market at $5 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, it is an open race, Daniel, and probably a little bit on weather watch, depending if we get a bit of rain tomorrow. I'm hoping we don't get too much because I think number 9, Skelm's got a good chance here. Look, the Mornington Cup, very hard race to assess because they went so slowly and it was just a dash home. And Skelm raced in restricted room, so did Lord Belvedere. They finished side by side. One seems to be big odds and one's favourite, and I don't think there's that much between them. And Skelm actually does drop 2 kilos for that run, courtesy of Will Price's claim. So just at the odds, I'm tipping Skelm from Lord Belvedere. Others to consider: Mohegan Heights won on the same day, on Mornington Cup Day, in a different race over 2,000 metres. Won quite well, and he drops 3.5 kilos for that run. And out of the same race was number 6, Norway, who I think ran quite well. Only second run for Peter Moody, and he does drop 5.5 kilos. He'll be up on the speed, gets a senior rider, and Jai McNeil might be next best. But, yeah, as you said, they're a bit of the usual suspects here, but I thought Skelm had a good each-way chance.
Skelm, a good each-way chance. What are those each-way numbers for us, Quinny?
Drum roll, please, Daniel.
Oh, hang on. Stand by. I've got something. Go.
Currently $18.
Oh, hey! $18. Boy.
So we like
bit
to
of
see.
A spoiler $18. Alert for another segment later.
Oh, okay. Righto. Stand by. Righto. So $18 for his number one selection. Is there any support for it in the market, Quinny?
Yeah, there has been a little bit of money at the 18 and 480, but no doubt that will continue in the coming minutes. The best backed runner is the favourite, Lord Belvedere, who's been 550 into 5, and also money around for stablemate to one of three other runners in the race, Yonkers, with Chris Waller having 4 in the team. Dino, of the 4 Waller runners, you've got 2 of them in the quaddy. What do you make of the 2 we don't have in Lord Mayor and De Beers?
Lord Mayor ran quite well last start. He's got a chance. He doesn't win out of turn, but that's the theme of the race a bit. And Yonkers, I think for him to win at this sort of trip, he needs a very slowly run race, and that's when he goes his best. I'd be thinking this might be run a little bit stronger than the Mornington Cup, and that's why I'm a little bit against him.
All right, that's the assessment of race number 7, the second leg of the quaddy. We've got some value in our numbers there, Rama, which are, of course,
9, 1, 8, and 6.
9, 1, 8, and 6. Now, Dino had a $20 winner on Wednesday, so $18 is right in his wheelhouse right about now. So that's okay. We are happy about that. More on that shortly for the Rama's Ruffy, possibly. Race number 8, the third leg of the quaddy, 2,000 metres, Dino. It's a benchmark 84 affair. And we have 11 going around, Grand Promenade. Is favourite Jai McNeil, Maren Eustace, second up after a second on resumption at Mornington behind Mohican Heights. Is that good form for this?
Well, I'm giving Mohican Heights a very good chance in the race prior. So, yes, I think it is good form, and I'm a fan of Grand Promenade. Whether he needs 2,400 metres now, he's a real genuine stayer, but he's one of the chances. I like Wycliffe here. I think he ran very well at Mornington. He's only had the two runs back, and he's only had three runs for the Danny O'Brien stable. But do you think he's got a great chance here to beat Grand Promenade? Just picked on his run at Mornington. He'll be that bit fitter. Six Miyake. He's got a naught next to his name first up at Mornington, but it was a lot better run than that would suggest. Drops in weight. And seven Vegas Knight, who looks the leader. He's getting fitter. I thought he ran well at Sandown, and he's a winner over 2,000 metres here at Caulfield, next best. But I think Wycliffe's ready to run really well.
Righto, Quinny. I actually missed that. They're both equal favourites, Wycliffe and Grand Promenade, at $4. So where's the support going at the moment?
Of the duo, Grand Promenade has been the best back. There's also been money for number 5, Independent Road, a $5 third elect. Dino Independent Road, who is in the Ramarapi Hall of Fame, beat home Vegas Knight last start at Sandown. We've got Vegas Knight in the quaddy. What's the concern with Independent Road, and where do you see the form reversal from last start between those two?
I just think Independent Road's absolute sweet spot's about 1,700-1,800 metres, and I just think 2,000 metres, yeah, he's run a couple of fourths, and he's an honest horse, so he runs well. But I think we're getting right to the back end of his best distance range, so I'm just taking him on a bit tomorrow.
Right, take him on. You're entitled to do that. You find enough winners, you can do that. Rammer, what are the numbers, please, for the third leg of the quaddie?
8, 2, 6, 7.
8, 2, 6, and 7. All right, we're 3 legs down. Let's get to a break. We'll come back and go through the last leg tomorrow at Caulfield. We'll get you the Rammer Ruffy. We'll find you the Formula Bet combination. And we'll find out what Dino's got for us coming up later on with Gareth Hall on RSN Central when he hangs out with Hamish McLaughlin, which is always great listening as well on RSN 927. But stay tuned. The really important numbers, because you need the last one if you've got the first three, coming up after this on the Friday Form. Don't stop moving, ever. It's a good advice for life, that is. 23 past 7 on a Friday morning, and we never stop moving here on the Friday Form, always going forward and sometimes in a hurry. But today, we are celebrating the birthday of one of the all-time great musicians on the planet, member of S Club 7, Rachel. Why do you laugh, Dino? Rachel Stevens is having a birthday today, Dino. I know you've been S Club 7, man. I can imagine.
Yeah. I actually like this, but this is it.
I've been sitting on this all week waiting for this moment just to get your reaction. They had a massive hit, or a couple of hits. Don't start moving.
This was big.
This was good. And good.
Yeah, 1999, they debuted with Bring It All Back, which was
that was good too.
Great tune.
Yeah, excellent. It was. Yeah.
And Rach has done some great things with the S Club 7 crew. She hasn't sort of kicked on. As perhaps she would have loved, Dino, but she's made her cash and she's got out of the system. Good luck to her. She's having a birthday today, Dino. How old is Rach?
48.
48 for Dean Lester. Grammar, how old is Rach, please?
What'd you say? 99.
99.
44.
44 for Grammar. Quinny, how old is Rachel, please?
He's at the Tucker Box.
My wife next to me, Andrea's face is lit up like a Christmas tree. She said, say 43.
43 for Andrea. I'm not putting your name next to it. It's Andrea. And then Whitey?
You 41.
41 for you. I can tell you, 3 of you are in the window. 1 of you is spot on. And it's a very big welcome and congratulations to Andrea for the first time as the winner.
That's Google. Wow.
No, 43.
There's a long pause.
43 for Rachel today. Andrea Quinn is our victor. Well done. Great to have her a part of the team on the Friday Form. Congratulations, Andrea. Good stuff. Rightio. Now that Rachel's had her moment.
She needs something good in her life.
Putting up with you on the drive home. Goodness me. She can celebrate all the way to the Tucker Box now. Good stuff. Race number 9 is the next leg of the quaddie. It's the last leg of the quaddie. It's over 1,600 metres. An open affair, Dino. And there are 11 going around. Another shortish price favourite. Number 5, Platoon, is coming back and doing some great things after a second last time out. $2.30. Is that a bit short?
It is a little bit short, Daniel. He's running really well. He's having a long preparation. He ran in a Perth Cup and then came back, won a sprint race, and he's had the three runs in Melbourne. It's going very well. I think he's got a great chance. It's a race of horses that don't win out of turn, so I want to have a few of these running for us. And I'm going to go with Planciel. I think the blinkers going back on is important here. Number seven, he's won 4 of 10 at the distance. He's won 4, I think, at Caulfield. And first up was a bit of a non-event for him. It was a slowly run race in the dash home. He had no chance. So thinking he can improve. Platoon can win. I think Guizzo, who's won 4 of 13 at Caulfield, and 1600's absolutely his sweet spot, where he's been running over 1400, so he's ready to do something. El Galil, I don't want to leave him out first up. He's probably better at 2000 metres, but he has got a good winning profile. And Brimham Rocks ran a really good race first up last time in, and he's had a couple of jump outs, ready to go first up, might have a little chance, but I thought it was a tricky end of the program, but Planciel's got as good a hope as any in it, especially if the rain comes through the day.
All right, so a bit to talk about there, Quinny. What's the market saying? Where's the money going?
Platoon, a 230 favourite, has been solid at that quote. High Stranger, a 480 second elect, Planciel 6, and Guizzo, one of the runners that Dino mentioned there, $34 and $7 the place. Dino, a couple of questions. You've left out the second elect, High Stranger, who was fifth in the Golden Mile after winning the Echuca Cup. And just at the odds, Guizzo, $7 the place. Do you like that on a similar basis to Plinciel, the winner, the similar quote, or are you more bullish about Plinciel winning than Guizzo running into the money?
That's a tricky one. Jeez, you've crossed the border and you've just come alike, Quinny. I think Quizzo's a good place bet. That's a terrific place bet. You've got three chances at that sort of money, yeah. And with High Stranger, he has got a chance. He ran well in the Golden Mile on his home track. I think 1600's absolutely as far as he wants. He's won, I think, at the trip at Caulfield as a three-year-old, but it's as far as he wants. And there's some pretty old, seasoned hard heads in this race. So, you know, he'll run a good race, but couldn't put them all in.
Can't put them all in, Rammer. You can only put 5 in on this occasion. What are those 5 numbers, please?
7, 5, 8, 1, 2.
Now, you're not going to believe this. There's been some feedback from some of our listeners that they've missed some of the numbers. This one says, Half, can you please read the quoting numbers again? I've just had to head over to the Pine Straw to look for Justin Thomas's wayward tee shot. So we've got people Justin listening Thomas. From Augusta, which is fantastic, although they're not supposed to have phones on course there in Augusta because they get sent off the property very quickly if you noticed.
Did you have that happen in 2005, Daniel?
Well, funny you mentioned, I was there in 2005, Dino. You may not be aware of that. I did have my phone in my pocket at one stage and I saw someone getting escorted from the premises and I thought, gee whiz, I better hide this really well. So the windshield went around the waist real quick to cover the phone up. But it's they're right onto that sort of stuff at Augusta. So I'm surprised that person's been able to text through from Augusta, but great to have them listening. And then this one from Frank. Hi, guys. I was cooking and sent the fire alarm off. Can you please repeat the quoting numbers again? Frank, be careful in the kitchen, but Rammer will do it for you because he cares.
Race 6, 6157. Race 7, 9186. Race 8, 8267. And then finally, race 9, 7, 5, 8, 1, 2.
They are your numbers for the quaddie tomorrow. You can sharpen your pencils a bit more through tomorrow morning on the panel on RSN 927, but that gives you an early sighter. What about the formula bet, Dino? What's going on there this week?
The formula bet, Daniel, is for Peter Barron of Werribee. And for Peter, we are having $40 the win race, 2 number 1, dollar for dollar. $40 the win race, 6 number 6 through Irish Eyes. And $40 on the all up of the pair race, 2 number 1. Into race 6, number 6 for Peter Barron of Werribee.
21 into 66. Quinny, what's that come to for Pete?
I'll tell you what, plenty of value here. The all-up bet comes to 1870. That's yes. 340 by 550. So hopefully that can be a winning formula bet. Pre-multi.
Love it. Pre-multi. Everyone loves the pre-multi because you can sometimes get the unicorn 5 like my man Adam did through the week. 1870 for 21 into 66. 2-1 into 66 tomorrow for the formula bet. Let's get to the Kia Rama Ruffy.
Ready to sting the bookies? This is Rama's Ruffy for the all-new Kia Stinger. Fine-tuned for Australian conditions. Book a thrill ride and experience the new Kia Stinger today.
That's how it goes when it goes past you. It's a beauty, the Kia Stinger. It's what your car sounds like, Nick. Not quite Kia Stinger stuff, but it's not far off. Not far off. Dino, you mentioned before that perhaps you gave it away earlier. Can you just confirm the Rama Ruffy for this week, please?
Yes, it's race 7, number 9, Skelm. We are a little bit on weather watch, so just be a little bit circumspect there. But as long as the track's in the good to maybe just soft range, I'm happy to think he's a good each way chance. Race 7, number 9.
Race 7, number 9, Skelm. And those numbers again, Quinny?
Well, currently $16 in from 18 after Dino gave the tip out. So good to see the RSN family getting involved, and no doubt that will continue to firm up.
16 in from 18. By the end of the show, it'll be $10 or $11, I reckon, the way things are going. Well done. Well done. Race 7, number 9, the Rama Ruffy for this week. Dino, what's happening with Hamish a little bit later on?
We're going with the best seconds ever. Those that have had to run second to champions a lot. So a bit of an example of that sort of Haylist running into Black Caviar. And
yes.
Maybe the Shark at Augusta.
Dino. Why would you bring that to me?
The Masters Tournament app, Daniel. Have you discovered this?
It's the best app in the history of sport.
Ever. 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 Watch Bryson DeChambeau. Just go back and watch the highlights of him on Five. It's good viewing.
It is fantastic viewing.
It is fantastic viewing, watching him hit a chip about 4 inches. And yeah, no, it's good.
It's the second best app in the history of the media because the RSN
97
app
is the best.
The best one, of course, but it's coming a close second, Dino.
Very close.
Well, that'll be a good conversation a little bit later on this morning. Always a pleasure to have you on our program, Dino. Have a great day, and we'll listen to you a little bit later on.
Thanks, Daniel.
Good luck to Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst. Quinny, are you at the Tucker Box yet?
Not yet. We're very close, though. I can smell the food. I presume they sell food there.
I imagine they would somewhere near breakfast time. There's probably a food van somewhere. Get yourself an enchilada. Have a great breakfast. Say good day to the kids for me and congratulate Andrew again on a birthday bulletin victory on a Friday. Well done.
No, we're a team. When I get the quaddy, we're a team with the finances, so I'm certainly taking her glory right now.
As you should. Good stuff, mate. Drive carefully.